And they had a loaf, too. You put corn or hay, either one you want. But most time we put corn down here and our hay up in the loft.
Oh, I see.
Part.
And then put your hay in the loft. Mm-hmm.
Part. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever grow any wheat?
No, we never did grow no wheat. Back then when I was coming up, I didn't never see no wheat.
Around here at all?
No, this late years they started planting wheat around in this part of the country. Way out somewhere in the hilly part, they would raise wheat and rice and stuff like that.
Oh, rice too.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that grow. But not in this part. But these late years they started having wheat, beans, and oats, too, they had around here now.
Oh, oats, too.
Mm-hmm. But way back there, when I was coming on, you didn't have nothing. They had alfalfa and corn and cotton. That was all they raised.
All they raised.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, if you had more hay than you could get in the barn, what would you have to do with it?
Well, you would stack it up, make a big hay stack.
Oh, make
called.
Hay stack.
Uh-huh. On the outside, and of course, you had to stack it up like that. Big at the bottom, come on up to the top so the rain would run off of it.
Mm. Oh, and that's what would keep it from getting soaked up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they first cut the hay, what would they do with it?
You let it lay out and dry until it got dry. Then,
did they rake it up into piles?
Yeah, you rake it up in piles. Back then when I grew up, you had a mule rake. But as time grew on, you know, well, they went to having a tractor to pull the rake to whirl it over. Then they went to baling it up.
Mm-hmm.
And put in bales,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you could stack it till you got your barn full, and then they would just stack it on top of one another, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. outside.
Well, now, when they would rake it up into piles, did they have a name for those little piles?
No, them were just a hay pile.
Hay pile.
That's all.
Well, where did you milk your cows?
And you'd milk them in your lot, out
in
your lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go well, in now, your pasture one.
Oh, you could do
if
that.
If you had a pile. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, now, how about hogs? Where would they keep hogs?
They kept them in a lot, too, but now when you got ready to fatten your hog, you put them up on a floor. Build a wooden floor, put them up on a close place, not too big a place, you know, so they could stay fat. But when you didn't have none, you wasn't fatting, they just stayed out in the lot with your mules and cows. And,
I see.
You know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All stay together.
Well, now, where would... people keep milk and butter.
Oh, well, they kept it in the house. Sometimes you had a little pen built around your pump real good.
Mm-hmm.
Set your milk out there.
Mm-hmm.
And pump, kept water pumped on it to, mm-hmm. to cool it,
mm-hmm.
keep it cool.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, well, they went to having ice men, you know, man, go by and haul ice mm-hmm. and you stick your card up on the porch way, see how much you want. And they would build boxes and put sawdust in there and put a raised top to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come by and he'd leave you, put your ice in that box for you. Then it got so, then they went to getting hold to ice boxes, they called them. They had those made to them,
mm-hmm.
hold 50 pounds. And sometimes you have them big ones would hold 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a top lid up on them. He'd drop them down in the top. And you put your 100-pound ice in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have one side you set your milk on and one side your ice.
Oh, I see. And
you
then that like would that. And that would
mm-hmm.
keep it good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did people at that time sell milk like did they have dairies at that time?
Well, I guess you did. Yeah, you could get milk in these stores.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So there must have been
a dairy way back there.
Mm-hmm.
And them days, but out in the country where I was, people come to your house and buy your milk.
Oh, they come 15 to your
cents
house.
A gallon or 20 cents a gallon like that. And 25 cents for a pound of butter and dime a dozen for eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You come away from that though now. Mm-hmm. That's the way it was.
Well, you mentioned... chopping cotton and getting a dollar a day
mm-hmm.
and everything.